It is The Rock Show on GTFM 107.9 on GTFM in South Wales and on 93.2 on BTFM in Bristol. And talking of too much,
what we were then, last tattered and torn. Well, I guess that's just the way that it goes. I gotta move on to the other side. I can see this thing isn't hurting your pride. Maybe I'll be back to say goodbye.
Great track, that is Little Angels, of course, Too Much Too Young on The Rock Show on GTFM 107.9 and BCFM 93.2. Now, their vocalist Toby Jepson joined us for a catch-up in January to tell us about the reunion. They, of course, play Download in a week or so's time as part of their reunion and play two warm-up shows, Oxford on Monday, June the 4th, and Portsmouth Wedgwood Rooms, June the 5th. To find out how rehearsals are going, it's time to catch up once again with Toby. Toby, how the devil are you?
I'm very well, Andy, thank you, yes. Having a great time.
Thank you for joining us once again.
No problem, any time.
You're actually in the middle of rehearsals, haven't you? You just started, really.
Yeah, we started yesterday. And it's going very well. I mean, it's like opening a door on a dusty old room. So you got to sort of you got to brush the dust off the sofa and sort of see if the TV still works. But it's fantastic. It's exciting and it's emotional and it's weird and it's all of the above. But it's culminating in, I think, what is going to be a very exciting time and another chapter of Dan's career, you know.
And would you say it was fairly easy getting back into the groove of doing the songs?
I wouldn't say easy, but what I would say is that it's extraordinary that, you know, we've been twice as long out of the band as we were in it, you know, between the times. You know, it's 18 years since we last played on stage together, and it took half an hour to kind of get the set working. I mean, it really did. It was sort of like a muscle memory or emotional muscle memory or something. And so it was extraordinary. Extraordinary revealing how much you keep inside of you when something means so much to you, you know. I think that's the biggest thing I'll take away from this particular period, because, you know, it could easily have gone the other way. It could have been a complete disaster. But thankfully, it's fantastic, you know.
Cool. And so, is everybody enjoying it so far?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I say, it's, you know, we've all gone off and done so many different things. I mean, you know, we've all got, you know, now lead totally different lives in many ways. I mean, yeah. There's me and Mark Richardson are still players, but, you know, Mark Plunkett is a manager, very successful pop manager. Bruce and Jim are both sort of in the educational side of the music business now. So it's just been an unbelievable experience for us all to kind of reconnect. I think that's the most important thing more than anything else, is that we're all come back together as friends.
Yeah.
And rediscovered the roots of why we wanted to do this in the first place when we were kids. And it's, we're like kids in the sweet shop. I mean, you know, we've got grins on our faces and playing really, really loud. And it's just exciting, you know. I think everyone's really feeling it good, you know.
I thought the piece in Classic Rock was rather nice when they kind of said that you kind of got back together because of Michael Lee's funeral. That was a nice touch. And it was almost like it was a sort of homage to his memory, as it were.
Yeah, I mean, I think that definitely was the stimulus. I mean, I think, you know, when you're thrown together in circumstances that are heartbreaking like that, I mean, because Michael was one of our brothers, you know. He was an extraordinary character and one of the greatest musician I've ever worked with, full stop.
Hmm.
And to sort of, you know, sort of to end up meeting for the first time in 14 years, which is what it was, at the death of one of your close friends, someone that actually helped form your life, was an extraordinary jolt back into the real world, you know. And I think we all sort of thought, this is crazy, you know, why are we not in contact with each other? Why aren't we talking? Why aren't we making music together in some way or another? So I think it definitely was a stimulus. There are other reasons. I think that was a big part of it, without a doubt, you know.
Of course. Okay. Now, you're doing some warm-up shows starting Monday. You're doing two, one in Oxford and one in Portsmouth. I believe they're very close, if not both sold out.
They are both sold out now. I think there might be a handful of tickets held at Portsmouth, but I'm pretty much certain that it is pretty much, sold out. I know that Oxford is completely and utterly beyond capacity now, so fantastic, you know.
Good. And I'm going to be there to see you.
If I let you in, no, I will, of course. You know I will.
I've got a ticket, mate. I've got to ask at this point, for people who are listening who are big Little Angels fans, obviously at Download, I think we kind of discussed this back in January, you would be playing a sort of shortened set.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be playing the same set for the warm-ups or a longer set?
No, we've got one or two surprises. We've got, we've got an hour. I think we'll probably play about an hour and a half on the warm up. So
sure.
We've prepared quite a few other tunes, mainly because we didn't know what was going to work for the Download. I mean, even though it's quite obvious that there are certain songs we couldn't not play, but we're working towards sort of getting the catalogue up, you know, running completely, because, you know, we don't know what we're going to do after, but we're talking about lots of other things, so it just seemed the right thing to do, just to play through everything and see what sounded good. So, yes, there's going to be a few surprises. I mean, there's a couple of songs we haven't played for 25 years, or 23 years, I think it was, we added up. So, I think it's going to be cool.
And also, you're doing Sweden Rock as well, aren't you?
Yeah,
that's kind of in between, isn't it?
Well, it's the day before Download. We're going out there to play on the Hendrix stage, and Yeah, no, that's going to be cool too. That's a great festival, so, you know.
Mm. And it's download on the Friday sort of afternoon, isn't it, for anybody who's interested and wants to come and see you? Download.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know who you're kind of before and after?
Well, Europe before us. Europe are playing before us, and then after us, I think it's Opeth.
All right.
I think, as I remember. So yeah, we're up there. I think we're about 5:30, maybe even might even be 6 o'clock. I'm not exactly certain. We haven't actually been given the stage times as yet. It may well be on the website now, but you know, we've got a good slot. It's exciting, you know, because I think it'll be, as the sun goes down, everyone will be well oiled, and hopefully, if the sun comes out, everyone will be ready for evening's entertainment. You know,
I've been saying in the run up, it's probably, you know, putting things in perspective, it's probably the biggest gig of the band's life. Would that be fair, or is that a bit of an over-exaggeration?
Well, I think we always wanted to play Donington Park. I think that's absolutely certain. I mean, at the time, Monsters of Rock, I don't even think was... I think it was still continuing, but it was kind of wasn't anywhere near the size of Download now, and there wasn't the kind of festival culture. You know, we played Milton Keynes with Bon Jovi and ZZ Top, as you know.
Yeah.
That was as big as we got in terms of playing festival-style events. So, yes, certainly, it's a huge, huge event. I mean, it's the biggest, probably, arguably, the biggest rock festival on the planet.
Yeah.
Of its type. So yes, it's incredibly exciting, a massive honour to do it, and you know, we're really, really, really pleased to be there.
And to come back there after 16 years is a bit special, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a lot of people to thank for that. Not least Andy Coppin, who's been a massive champion of the band. We've known Andy for years, right from the early days of Rock City, and he's been absolutely instrumental in this. Because I think Andy's one of the same generation as us. He knows what the fans want out of this kind of festival, and he's an incredibly brilliant promoter. And you know, we probably wouldn't have done it for anyone else, if you know what I mean. I think he was the final piece in the jigsaw. You know.
Yeah. And I hear that you're doing an acoustic set on Saturday.
Yeah, Andy sort of rang me and sort of said, "Oh, do you fancy doing 25 minutes?" And, you know, I'm like, yeah, of course I will. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, it'll probably be some of my solo stuff, a couple of songs of my solo stuff, but I don't think I'll be able to sort of resist playing a couple of the Angels classics as well. So.
Cool. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks, mate.
And certainly good luck with the warm-ups. Like I said, have you got a support band at the warm-ups?
Yeah, we've got a local band on at Oxford, and we've got an incredible band that are friends of ours, Sue Bruce, actually, called the Temperance Society, which are like a heavy blues band.
I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, the guitar player used to be a band called Rooster.
Oh, yeah.
And they're absolutely fantastic. They're a really, really exciting band, very old school, but really, really cool, you know.
Cool. And I take it you're not going to kind of divulge any of the songs in the set. I mean, you said there was going to be the obvious one, so perhaps we should leave it there. I think it will be fairly obvious.
I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, we were sort of adding up. We had 10 or 11 top 40 hit records. So,
yeah.
You know, we have to sort of play the majority of those, and that's getting on for sort of 50 minutes anyway.
Absolutely.
It's great, mate. It's great. It's a wonderful thing to be able to look back at your sort of back catalogue and realise you've got that amount of songs to play to people that you know that people will know, the ones that, you know, people that care. And it's going to be great, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go. Just one more quick question, if I may.
Go on.
There are rumours, and mm-hmm. they're flying around the internet, so, you know, I'm sure you're aware of them, that after Download, there is going to be a tour announced. Is this a possibility, or don't you know yet?
All I can tell you, I mean, I've been asked this question constantly, obviously, as you might imagine. The thing about it is that what we want people to understand is that it's taken 18 years for us to get us even in the same room together.
Yeah.
And that's an enormous thing for us to keep in our heads. And so right now what we're doing is rehearsing and enjoying each other's company and enjoying rediscovering the music, and Download is a massive show. Bruce and Jim haven't been on stages of that size for a long, 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 long time. So there's a certain amount of mountains to climb in terms of that stuff. So once we get over that, and I'm sure it'll be successful because we're all really feeling it and we're excited, but we need to get that bit out of the way. And I think then what we need to do is sit down, reconvene and go, okay, what do we want to do now, if anything? So right now, all we're saying is, let's just wait and see. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
But the signs are good. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Well, you can come on again and tell me then.
Of course I will. No problem.
You know me, I'll keep on. Okay, Toby. Well, I'll see you on Monday then.
All right, brother. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
I'll give you a wave. Thanks for the catch-up. And see you on Monday. And good luck with the two warm-ups. Good luck with Sweden. And most of all, great luck with Download. I hope it goes really well for you and the lads. And please give my regards to everybody.
Will do. That's great, Andy. Thanks a lot.
All right, Toby. Good to
appreciate
talk.
Appreciate it, mate.
Thank you very much for joining us once again. All the best.
No problem. Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Was a bit of a catch up with our old friend Toby Jepson from the band Little Angels. They're appearing at Download on Friday, and next week on the show we will have a bit of a Download special with all the bands that are featured and some great Download prizes to give away. Sadly not tickets, but we have got some goodies, including books, DVDs, CDs from some of the bands playing. How cool is that? And they're playing warm-ups at Oxford on Monday, like he said, and at Portsmouth on Tuesday. Portsmouth not quite sold out, but very close. Probably will be after tonight. Thanks to Toby Jepson again for a little bit of a catch-up. That was nice of him to interrupt his rehearsal time with the band to join us on The Rock Show on GTFM and BCFM.